Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini, folks. This is Illini Guy Mike Kegley. I'm here with Illini Guy Brad Sturdy, and we are going to give you a little bit of a preview on the Illini's game on Friday, 10:30 a.m. Central Time against the Indiana Hoosiers. Brad, you had a chance to see the game today between Indiana and Michigan. What were your thoughts of what we saw in a rather crazy game for the Hoosiers?
Yeah, I mean, you thought Michigan was complete control, 60-43, and then all of a sudden Indiana goes on a 28-4 run to take a 7-point lead. It's really kind of crazy when you think about it. But the one thing I would say is that I thought Indiana battled. They played hard. They were tough. But I would say that I don't know that it was as much that Indiana played great as it was that Michigan just kind of melted down and just was terrible. I mean, they missed 13 straight shots and had 7 turnovers in an 11-minute span. I mean, outside of 4 free throws, they didn't do anything for 11 minutes. And you're not going to win very often doing that in college basketball.
What did you think? What did you think of the coaching? You know, we're used to Juwan Howard being on the sideline. They had a couple games, a couple 5 games without him. Did he do anything to try to stem the tide or help out his team?
Well, I mean, I just thought they stopped going inside. They stopped doing the things that they had got them the lead, and they became like kind of a little bit out of control. They sped themselves up, which is weird when you have a 17-point lead, but I think they almost got a little loose. Then he didn't call timeout. Give me one possession where you just say, hey, they've cut it down to 10 or 8. Let's make it, and to be honest, Indiana cut it to 10. It probably should have been 6 because they missed dunks and layups at the other end. So I think Howard had his opportunity maybe to stop it then and say, all right, let's relax. Let's, get ourselves rolling and run a play here and let's get the ball to Hunter in the post or get the ball, use Diabate. He had a mismatch at times and they never did it.
Yeah, for some reason, Diabate is the guy that when I watch, particularly when Howard coaches as opposed to Martelli, when I have watched, I've always thought he could score more than he does. He just seems like a darn good athlete, the type of guy you'd love to have on your team. Other than the punching thing when the game's over. And I don't understand why he doesn't use him as much. But shifting over, you got Trace Jackson Davis, who has had some really rough outings against Kofi. Do you think we're going to see any new wrinkles in tomorrow's game? I mean, is there enough time for Woodson to throw a curveball at the Illini?
I mean, I think Indiana's just going to do what they do. I mean, they're a very solid defensive team. They're going to guard. They're going to try to put some pressure on Illinois in the backcourt. And try to make it – I think they want this game to be in the 50s and 60s, 60s. I don't think they want a game that is up in the 70s, 80s, 90s against Illinois because although, maybe you'll be pushing transition to get turnover, but they want Illinois to have to grind it out in the half court. make it difficult on them by pressuring the guards, as opposed to, you know, because they can't stop Kofi one-on-one. So you got to keep him from getting the ball in the paint. And so I think that's what they're going to do. I don't see any crazy wrinkles they can run, you know, in this short time. Sure, they have a game plan. But, you know, the big part for them is Eloy has a good matchup for them. Frazier on Johnson with Kofi on Trace Jackson Davis. They have a good matchup of guys that can guard their key players. And so that really makes it difficult in Indiana.
How do you think it seems to me Coleman Hawkins and Andre Curbelo are really starting to up their games, particularly on the defensive end. What kind of frustrations and game planning is Woodson going to have to do to deal with those two?
Yeah, I think the one thing about Hawkins is, you know, they last time they played, they ran a ton of sets for Race Thompson in the post against like a Damonte Williams or Jacob Brandison trying to post them up. With Coleman Hawkins, I don't think that's a legit option. I don't think that works. So I think it changes things a little bit. And we like we say, we don't know if Grandison's going to play, but or what his status will be, how much he will play. But I would say that it's a different matchup there with Coleman Hawkins at the four. Now, maybe you could say that they don't get as good at maybe making the entry pass when you don't have Grandison out there. But I think that it makes it harder for Indiana to score. It takes away one of those key matchups. You put Williams on a Miller Kopp, and you know, and I think that you can kind of, you know, use Plummer on you know, the shooter, Park Stewart. So I like the matchups for Illinois in this one. I don't know that Indiana really has a wrinkle. The one wrinkle I saw them do today was play a couple big guys at the same time. They didn't play Thompson. Play a couple big guys, and maybe they'll try and really, you know, grind that. You know, play those two big guys and, you know, take away the inside game and hope Illinois misses threes.
Yeah, and that's probably the best case scenario, because we know what happens if Jackson Davis tries to go up against Kofi one-on-one. That just doesn't work out really at either end of the court very well.
Yeah, now, the same result I usually do.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. I remember bumping into Kofi one time. I went backwards like 3 feet. I'm not certain if he even realized that I bumped into him.
It's, I didn't even know you were there.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of like shooting spit wads at Godzilla. So I was did some record searching, and I will tell you that it is Illinois in the Big Ten tournament is pretty impressive. They are tied for the third most Big Ten tourney wins at 31, just behind Ohio State, whose leads at 34, and Michigan State, who has 32. And Illinois is third also in Big Ten championships in the tourney, tied with Michigan and Wisconsin, behind only Michigan State and Ohio State. You know, what frustrates me here is I think about that 10-year dead zone where Illinois just wasn't that good. And you wonder, you know, if they'd had an Underwood 10 years ago, would we be number one in all these categories?
I could be wrong, but I think, you know, you're right. I think that would be true. But I think you're right. I think outside of Gross's first year, I think they made the semifinals.
Yep.
Is that right? I think Brandon Paul hit the game-winning shot against Minnesota maybe that year. And then I don't think they made the semifinals again until, well, last year, right?
Yeah.
I think they long. Of course, there was the Big Ten, you know, there was a tournament in 2020, but that kind of gives you an idea. And before that, I think they made it every year up until like 2000 and was it? I don't know. It was sometime in 2012 maybe or something. They had made it every year.
Yeah, I don't have that in front of me, but yeah, it is. There was just such a rough time. And I'm even looking at the all-time record versus Indiana. And Illinois is down 93-91, so two victories behind. And of course, now under Underwood, you know, they're up on a four-game winning streak. So I feel like we're getting back to the place that we should be at, that we grew up in, where Illinois was, you know, going after the big dogs and doing a pretty good job of hunting them down. So I feel like maybe after tomorrow with a little bit of, or after the game, you know, against Indiana, with a little bit of good fortune, Illinois will just be one game behind in the all-time series.
Yeah, that would be good. I think that, you know, and Illinois definitely made it ground. Indiana's had it's been a struggle. Was the last time they made it into the NCAA tournament? 2016, right? Yep. So they haven't been in a tournament in a while. So you kind of feel like it's been a struggle. They're in a down era. And you know, I think the one thing Illinois better show up to play, though, because Indiana is playing for their lives. I mean, they're right on the bubble. Probably maybe first four out, maybe their last four in. I don't know which status they are, but they're probably going to have – they win this game to feel safe. I think they need to win this game to feel safe. And Illinois, of course, is playing to possibly be a three seed and get a stay home and play in Indianapolis or Milwaukee.
Well, and you talked about if they play in Indianapolis, then their second weekend, assuming that they do well enough to win two games, their second weekend would be in Chicago, correct?
Well, you just don't know. It depends where the one seed would be. So we don't really know where the second weekend would be. But either way, you know, if you get those first two, like we said, the goal has to be make Sweet 16. And then after that, you just play it by ear. But I think that having those games in Milwaukee or Indianapolis gives you a huge advantage making that Sweet 16. And then you kind of, you know, after that, it's, you know, if you're in Chicago, great. If you're in, you know, wherever, east, great. If you're south, great. You know, you just go play and you have nothing to lose at that point.
Yes. So do you have any predictions for the Illini and Indiana game? You know, if you're going to go the Uber insider Illini expert, Brad Sturdy, what are you predicting in this game?
Yeah, I like Illinois. I've got it like 71-64 in that range. I think Illinois will score pretty well. I do think it's possible that it could go where Illinois runs them out, too. I do think that is possible. They beat them by 17, you know, in Bloomington. I think that's possible, but I just think Indiana's got a little bit of heart. They're playing for a little bit, but I think they'll compete early. I think Illinois just wears them down and wins by, you know, 7 points, 8 points, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I'm hoping that same thing. I was actually going more like an 80-70, where maybe, you know, some free throws down the end, you know, to help you clear out that 10 points. But I do think it will be interesting if the Illini can start off hot. Will they be able to break the will of the Hoosiers? And before today, I guess I would have said maybe that's a possibility, but you know, they had plenty of times they could have quit against the Wolverines, and to the credit of those players and that coaching staff, they came back like gangbusters and turned what everybody thought was going to be a blowout at the half. They turned that into a rather convincing victory that'll probably look pretty good to the folks in the NCAA tournament committee.
Yeah, no question. Big win for them. I think it's a tough loss for Michigan. I think it puts Michigan firmly they're planted right on the bubble. So good win for Indiana. Showed a lot of heart, a lot of character battling back. But I think their run ends on Friday morning.
Yeah, and, you know, if Frazier plays incredible, you know, he could have, you know, granted he'd need a 39-point game, but he could tie up D. Brown in the total points. You know, would be kind of interesting to see that. And of course you're seeing, even Kofi now is close to catching Io, less than 20 points away from Io. So it could be kind of interesting if they do well in the Big Ten tournament and then do well in the NCAAs, you could see some records fall from an Illini standpoint based on the accomplishment of these two players as well.
Yeah, it's good. Trent's had some great longevity. He's been a quality player for 5 years. And Kofi's, you know, there's a reason he's a two-time All-American.
Yes.
He might be pretty good. He might be pretty good. He's going to be, you know, I know a lot of discussions over whether he's back. He doesn't know yet, but I think the thought is that he can do really well here and make more money than he make in Europe or in a G League or something like that. So, you know, he comes back. You might be looking at a guy who has the all-time leading scorer and rebounder in Illinois history.
I could live.
You might as well come back a fifth year, Mike, and then you could
You know what? I am totally behind that. You know, the funny thing is that if there's ever a player that's just fun to be around that you would love to see there for a fifth year, I mean, it's hard to put anybody that's more positive than Kofi. So if he wants to do that, I'm trying to think of, I don't think there's a single person in Champaign who would be against it. There might be some people in maybe 13 other Big Ten cities who don't want that to happen, but I think Illinois will be in Champaign. They'll be pretty much unanimous. Kofi stay.
And at that point, after 5 years, he's probably Dr. Kofi.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Coburn wanted in surgery.
Yep. After this year, Mr. Kofi, and then the following Dr. Kofi.
Yeah, exactly. So any closing thoughts then that you might have here, Brad, as we close out this preview for folks, get people something to listen to get all jazzed up and ready for an exciting Big Ten tournament game as the Illini try to defend their regular season title and see if they can pair that up with a Big Ten tournament title.
I mean, I think the key for Illinois, you want to get right. You want these guys playing well, finding roles. Hopefully you can get R.J. Melendez, you know, some time clicking. Curbelo, Hawkins, get Jacob Prentice healthy. All these weapons and get these pieces rolling, and I feel really good about their chances to possibly make a run in March. We said before the season that this was a team that actually could be as good or, you know, as last year's team. And you know, last year's team maybe didn't end the way they wanted, but this is a team now fully healthy that you might see that team that can be as good or better than last year's team. And now it's just putting that piece together. You always want to win the Big Ten tournament because it's there, but at the same time, you're kind of in the mode like, you know, you have nothing to lose. You clinched where you want to be in the NCAA tournament, and you just go play and enjoy it and have fun and see what you can do.
Yeah, it's a fine line these coaches have to walk to motivate kids, and you can understand why they make the big dollars. But it would be a lot of fun to see them play well. I'm hoping for at least one win in the Big Ten tournament. And then, like you said, then just let the kids have fun and hopefully get these guys on a roll for the tournament, the real tournament. And we really want to see this team get to that Sweet 16 where you get that extra week of media coverage. And then you're kind of acknowledged as one of the top programs in the country. And anything beyond that is gravy. And this team is capable when they play well, they're capable of beating anyone. But in this year of crazy parity, I don't think anybody can afford to play poorly in one of these tournament games, whether it's the Big Ten tournament or the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the funny thing, Mike, I didn't realize this last year, but you know how we have the 16-year span, 89, 2005, and then last year was supposed to be 2021. Last year actually was only year 15 because 2020 didn't happen. So this is the year they're going to the Final Four. Just want to throw that out. We just were 1 year off. We forgot about 2020 getting canceled.
I'm totally with that logic. It seems to be perfect. I'm not going to complain about it. Not going to argue with it. I'm going to go with the flow. You and I can travel all the way to New Orleans to cover the Final Four. We'll take that bullet for everybody, and we'll be willing to bear that hardship to bring the news back to the folks who are Illini fans about what's going on.
We're givers like that, Mike.
It's called a hero, Brad, a hero.
Not all heroes wear capes, although I may wear one.
Yeah, well, as long as you're not wearing the accompanying tights, we're all good with that. All right, folks. Well, there you have it for Illini Guy Brad. This Illini Guy Mike. We want to tell you that this is an exciting time. We're going to be covering these games with post-game podcasts after each game. And we hope that there's no more losses this year. But we'll be there after a loss if that happens as well. So right now, I am going to take care of a little bit of business. Please, when you are looking at IlliniGuys.com, go there. We do have a subscription where you can get our stuff, $99 a year. You got to go back into the message board to see what's there. It's pretty cool stuff. You also get a lot of articles and things that are for subscribers only, particularly on recruiting. There's a lot of information that you can't get anywhere else. And there's a lot of information, quite frankly, that some of our competition likes to come onto our site and use. So if you want to actually get the information first and get it from the source, come to IlliniGuys.com. You have a free 7-day trial. This is a great time to do it around NCAA tournament. You will be happy you did. We had a ton of people join last year at this time, and they're still members. Next thing is we have a full family of podcasts. You have Sturdy for 30. You have Kedrick's Recruit or Ked's Recruiting Roundup. And, of course, you have Eye on the Illini. We'd love to have you listen to them. It's fantastic stuff and keeps you up on all the Illini happenings. And finally, of course, we have the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. That's our 2-hour radio show that's on 25 stations across Illinois. You can go to IlliniGuys.com, hit the radio tab, and it will take you to all the stations. You can see a list of them, what day they have it on, whether it's a Friday broadcast or a Saturday broadcast, and what time it's on. So you can tune in to listen to the show wherever you're at. And we would love to have you as a listener. And of course, anytime you can rate a podcast, 5-star rating would be very much appreciated. With that, we will let you enjoy the Indiana-Illinois game. Go Illini.
Ever dream of a 3-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinityUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.